We'll see if the mic holds out. Who here was in band? Anyone here in band? Anyone? Yeah, band, few pee, bandy. I was a bandy in high school. That's what I did. I was a bandy. I was a Boy Scout. And that's pretty much my life. Anyways, I played the alto sax. And at Leeward High School in Rochester, if you were in band, you were in marching band, you were in pep band, and you were in concert band, you didn't have an option. My freshman year, we would have 2 weeks of band camp, and we had 125 pieces of drill to memorize on top of memorizing 4 pieces of music. So while we were marching, we had to keep in mind where in the music we were going to be for 126 different places around a football field while playing music. It's intense. But we were at one practice, and our instructor, Lee Krieger, said, I'll give you $100 bills. Like, he just brought us all together and said, I'll give you $100 bill to anyone who puts their hand up the highest. He's like, I'm serious. Whoever has their hand up the highest gets a $100 bill. And all of a sudden, people, like, short people are trying to pull down the big people's arms. Short people are trying to climb up on people. Like, just mayhem to get this $100 bill. And he's like, okay, everyone stop. Everyone freeze. Okay, who's got the highest? Okay. And then he pulls out the $100 bill and he goes, I'm serious. Whoever puts their hand up the highest gets this $100 bill. And there was 15 people out of a band of 82 of us that started sprinting up the hill to the parking lot to get the hand the highest, like jumping on a fire hydrant to get their hand the highest. And he stops everyone after it, hands the $100 bill away. And he goes, why didn't you run up the hill the first time? Why didn't you pursue excellence the first time I asked? Why did I have to give you another opportunity than the first? And he went on to make a point of that practice not going well. People weren't where they're supposed to be. The music wasn't sounding good. The drum majors, we were off with the drum major. We were off with the drum line. We weren't giving our all. Jesus today is pointing out this fascination that humanity has with money. Like, oh, but money's not life. And Jesus knows that. So he just goes, give to Caesar what is Caesar and what is God to God. A coin had Caesar's image stamped in it. Who are you stamped by, from, to end up with? You ever heard you're created in the image and likeness of God? You are stamped with God's image. God has made us male and female and has stamped. That's why we're made for love, to receive love, to give love, to receive, to accept, and to give love. It's one of the ways we're created in His image and likeness. And yet original sin somehow has this overwhelming odd to not let me give the Lord everything that I have. Everything. There's something that I hold back from God. Why aren't I pursuing excellence all the time in my prayer life? In my involvement in the church? I'm doing it literally in every other element of my life. But why does the church and the pursuit of the Lord, of the one who I am in the image and likeness of, that falls by the wayside, and I don't really pay that much attention to it unless I have to? Well, you have to. That's what Jesus is getting at. Give to God what belongs to God, which is your very life and my very life. I don't have a corner on my own life. I did not choose to be in time and space right now, and I have no idea when he's going to pull me out of it. I don't have a corner on my own life. It's a sheer gift. So to pursue the one that has given it to me. Christ responds to the false dilemma put to him by the Pharisees. That reveals that though we owe obedience to just laws and authority, we must also give to God what belongs to God. And what belongs to God? Our very lives. The effects of original sin entice us to withhold some part of ourselves from God. But St. Paul reminds us in that second reading, you were chosen by God the Father. And the Lord says, I have called you by name, though you knew me not. I am the Lord, and there is no other. Thus the one to whom we owe everything is not a tyrannical ruler, but our Creator who loves us. You and I are stamped in God's image. And through the sacraments of the church and through a prayer life and through growing in virtue, we come into his likeness. I become more concerned about the poor and the marginalized. I can become more concerned about what the Lord thinks of me than what the stranger on the street thinks of me. And I want to embrace the stranger on the street and tell them about the love of God more than judge them for smelling funny. And give them the dignity of them being in the image of God and the likeness of God. They bring peace, to bring freedom, to bring justice, to bring greater love, greater hope, and greater faith. We're stamped in God's image and likeness, and we're called to pursue that image and likeness with excellence until the Lord calls us home to be with him for eternity.